Good morning, 747. Now we are joined by another guest. We have Chris Crane with her Native American Fellowship update. Good morning, Chris. How are you doing?
Hi. Good morning to you, too. OCO.
Absolutely. OCO.
OCO. OSTA. Good. Doing very well.
Good.
Doing good.
Good.
So you saw my list. I've got
a long list.
It is, but I talk fast sometimes, maybe too fast.
Hey, that's all right. We'll get into it.
I guess starting, you know, we had, since the last time I was on there, back in July at our NAFI board meeting, it was announced that we had a couple of board openings coming up here for election in September. They're currently held by President Bill Davis, and board member was Aaron Davis. They had to turn in by August 10th at our August board meeting a letter stating that they wanted to be a candidate. Bill has turned his in. We've had two more, Colby Howard and Tiffany Smith. So now we will have an election on September 14th. I just kind of want to get that out there kind of to the members. If you're a member of NAFI, those are the people eligible to vote. So it'll be from 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock p.m. at the NAFI building on Thursday, September 14th. You'll get a chance to, the candidates will introduce themselves and then maybe speak a little bit, and then everybody can vote by ballot, and we will announce who the new candidates are, I mean, who the new board members are. So, also, we're in the works right now. It's that time of year. We're getting close. September 30th is going to be the fourth annual Native Unity Gathering.
It's going to be here before we know it.
Before we know it. So, last week, Bill Davis, who's president of NAFI, myself, Aaron Lee, who is the director of Indian Education for 445, and Tara Rexwinkle, who is the new Indian Education Director at Oklahoma Union. We all met. It was a really quick meeting because we honestly, Aaron and Tara are new at this, but Aaron, I trained her to take my place at 445, and so she's very, very much knows what's going on, and it was just really a smooth, where we did expand for a couple of other vendors. I think we've got probably this year 9, and all Native crafters and everything, and everybody doing something different. We know that Aaron, I mean, everybody's got their own little, you know, part that they're taking care of. Oklahoma Union's taking care of a kids' activity tent. 445 is, I think they're going to start the initial payment for the remote that you guys are going to do out there, and then we'll have other sponsors. NAFI will sponsor, of course. She's got dancers coming. We've got 2 drum groups this year. We have one that will help with the dancers, and then when they take a break, we have another one. So we'll have continuous drumming from Cherokee Nation Treasure. Robert Lewis, you remember him. Storyteller will be there. Unfortunately, I don't believe Tommy Wildcat will be with us. He's going to be overseas in Peru.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
No, I said Peru.
They're not going to be in Peru, Kansas.
That's what I was like.
Wow.
What's the deal? You're going to Peru? No.
20 minutes away.
A little more important, yeah. But last year, Chief Hoskin was there. We had several tribal counselors. We are hoping Chief will be there.
Yeah. And we carried his remarks live last year. If he's back here, I mean, we'd love to do that again.
They're doing some other stuff. I think there's something going on in Bonita, a Heritage Day thing going on over there too. So they'll probably have to split their time. And Victoria Vasquez, who's our counselor up here. I know Doris Smith-Pitskowski, who is the District 12 tribal counselor, which is Nowata and Dewey. That's who's going to, she will for sure be up here. And she does basket weaving. So it's, you know, and like I said, every year it gets bigger. We're estimating last year, I don't know, 700?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Oh, yeah.
It was, you saw people out there too, and you weren't even out there
for
the whole day.
No. Yeah, I was just there for the morning.
But we kind of think, oh my gosh, this is just getting bigger and better every year. We have another tent, so we've got another tent to put up because we want to have plenty of shade for people. We are looking this year to also get a bunch of watermelon if there's plenty of them still around at the time, and then the food, of course. And Tim Howard, we call him Scooter because he does cowboy beans, and he has a chuck wagon out there, and he'll grill hot dogs. My husband, Bill, likes to call him Smiling Charlie Crane, and he does pulled pork. The buns we get from the Yolk, those homemade buns at the Yolk.
Oh, those are great.
I mean, and he does coleslaw. They will be there, of course. And then Kay Anderson, who's Delaware, she will also be there making fry bread and grape dumplings. Can't beat it. We're going to have popcorn, snow cones. I mean, and all of this is free, you know, as long as the food's there. So we want anybody to come out. You do not have to be Native. We just ask that you're respectful of, you know, the culture, the traditions. I don't think that you could ask a, you know, if you truly want to know an answer, and you can ask questions, of course. But we're, you know, we just want people to come out. And we're doing our annual raffle. We do that every year too, and generally we had the drawing in August. We decided to wait until the day of the gathering, so we would have really 2 full months to sell tickets. And tickets are $1 each, or 6 for $5. You can buy them at NAFI. You can probably, if you know any of the board members, myself, Bill Davis, we can get you the tickets. But there's 4 prizes. There's a $50 gift card to Nichols. There is a set of Pendleton coffee mugs, very nice, and a Pendleton blanket, which those are kind of pricey things. And then there's a night stay at the Hard Rock. I mean, I guess if you bought enough tickets, you could actually win all 4 things.
There you go.
I mean, what the heck? But we're going to draw at 2 o'clock, the day of the gathering. So we're just looking forward to this whole thing. And then Delaware Days is happening at the same time down Dewey in that area. And I think some of us are going to head down there. We've got an at-large community that is our sister community, the Kansas City Cherokee community. They're coming down here to Coffeyville just for the Unity Gathering. So they'll be staying here and spending the night. And then the next day we have our Tomahawk Challenge. And they are in on it. And there's some trash talking going on. Kansas City Group, they're wonderful. I think they're relatively new. I mean, they're not, I don't know how many years they've been around, but you generally pair up an at-large group that's outside the reservation boundaries with one inside. And we were lucky enough to be paired with them, and so happy. And Melissa McKee is their president, and Joe and Jenny and Annalise, they're just wonderful. We got to hang out with them at the CCO conference. And CCO is Cherokee Cultural and Community Outreach Program. And that's where we get a lot of these treasures to come and speak at our events. Or they are very, it's a Cherokee Nation program, and they're very supportive of us, and we love what they do. But anyway, we're going to have, they're coming down, spending the night, then they're going to be, probably go to Delaware Days with us, and then we're going to have the Tomahawk Throw. And I posted something on Facebook that I said, well, I just love you guys, but I don't know how you feel about us after we whip butt. And oh yeah, it's going. And of course, the other competition is with the Dewey Cultural Community, and they're the ones that, yeah, they want it. I don't like talking about it. It hurts. It hurts my heart to say that they beat us last year.
No.
It was well deserved. Yes, the winning throw was Dora Smith Petskowski, who had never thrown tomahawks before. And she cut the card, and we were like, what the heck, you know?
Beginner's luck.
I don't know. Then one of the other gals on their team, Meredith, she'd never done it, and she split the card twice. You only have to do it 6 times.
We were like, my.
I know. But you're like, you say, beginner's luck. So we were very, we're just looking forward to this. And I will tell you that Dewey Cultural Community, they're having their potluck is tonight, 6 p.m., 700, is it North Durham or Dunham Road? Durham Road. It's East Durham Road, sorry, in Dewey. And they always have really good food. It's a potluck, so bring something. And I think Dora will be speaking. She is one of the tribal counselors who was reelected in this last election. So I got to go to inauguration and never been. And Bill and Harry and Carolyn Howard, board members, we all went. I didn't know what to expect. It was pretty much standing room only. There must have been 500 or 600 people at this. It was at the conference center next to the casino in Tahlequah. I just can't. I guess I'm kind of overwhelmed by the whole thing. It just makes me proud to be Cherokee and be part of this tribe, and anything we can do. They had the counselors all took their oath of office, and they had family members held their Bible. Dora's husband, Wes, was up there holding the Bible for her. And it was just really, you know these people. And then both the deputy chief, Brian Warner, he took his, and he was introduced by his brother, who is obviously a big Brian Warner fan, and who we're all a big Brian Warner fan. And his son, his youngest son, held the Bible for him. And then Chief Hoskin, his father, Chuck Hoskin Sr., introduced him. And it's just so obvious how proud they are. And it was very nice. And then they had a very nice reception afterwards. They fed about 500 people. You know me, all about the food. It was great. Really, really good food. Cherokee Nation did a great job with it.
That's
so
wonderful.
We were just... It was fry bread, so I'm comparing fry bread, of course. It was good fry bread, though. And
okay,
their cornbread was great.
You got your stamp of approval, so that's...
It did. And I'm honestly trying to figure out what... I haven't decided what I'm going to make for the 28th on Fry Bread Journeys, but... we're also going this Saturday to a CCO meeting there in Dewey that's being hosted, and they're having to host the group, and it's an all-day training type thing that the different communities go to. So I'm kind of looking forward to that, and I kind of got through everything a lot faster, I know, than I needed to, but Fry Bread Journeys is going to be on the 28th. Amy and I are going somewhere.
I think
we are planning on going somewhere next week, and... She's been doing a little research on some stuff about the Choctaws, I think she wants to talk about. And I don't know. Lyle Martin, bless his heart, he found a really cool Cherokee cookbook, and it's like using commodities and things like that.
Oh, okay.
A lot of powdered milk in these recipes, and which that makes sense, and cheese and things. And so I'm looking through there deciding what I'm going to make for the 20. I imagine you guys will eat anything I make.
We will. I'm all for that. That sounds great.
So I'm trying to figure, is it going to be sweet or savory?
Oh.
I've done twice sweet. So.
Yeah, it might be time for some savory.
Yeah. Look at you. Don't care.
I don't care, though. No.
You're okay with it.
Yeah, we're happy with anything.
I got tickled because after we left, I could hear you on the radio talking about the grape salad. And you come in here, try that.
Yeah, well, I had everyone try it.
I know.
Yeah.
And Amy, her daughter had a baby shower for her daughter, and she called me and said, no, do I mix the brown sugar in? I said, no, you just sprinkle it on. So they were doing it. Can I use walnuts? Have at it.
Yeah. Well, and then we had Matt's mom made another one the next
the
week.
A grape salad?
Yeah. She made a different, it was different though. It was really great. So we had it for like a couple weeks.
Well,
so.
I just keep thinking there are things, I don't think you can improve on it, but there are things you could do. We were talking that day about adding apples. Mm-hmm. I mean, everything. So. Yeah. Yes, it'll be a surprise what we come up with.
All right.
But we appreciate you guys so much. We're looking forward to going out to Thursday night tonight,
Sounds
I
good.
Said, to Dewey.
Well, Chris Crane, thank you so much. Really appreciate it. And, hey, we got lots more coming up. All right.